Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Casey Ladd, and I'm going to be reading Forgive Every Day. Let's pray. Lord, you gave me a strong word in the making of this devotional. I praise you for your faithfulness and kindness. I pray now for the mom who is listening. It's amazing that the word you spoke to me can ring true to her in a unique way. I pray over her present circumstances, her marriage, and her family in this moment. I pray this word would be a blessing to her, that it would unlock blessings for generations to come in her lifetime. Amen. Today's scriptures are, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. That's Matthew 16, verse 24. And from Colossians 3, verse 13 in the Passion Translation, it says, tolerate the weaknesses of those in the family of faith, forgiving one another in the same way you have been graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. If you find fault with someone, release this same gift of forgiveness to them. One of the most powerful statements Jesus made during his life on earth is, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. When I read these words, I automatically assume he's speaking of dramatic leaps of faith and shocking sacrifices. For me, big decisions are easier than daily ones. Move to Africa, take in a child, start a ministry. Yes, yes, yes. In those once-off moments, I am so aware of my need for God that my spirit is activated. My faith is fueled, and it's easier to trust God, and it feels good. My husband and I met and married on a foreign mission field. I was already raising a child I had taken in. So we were blending a cross-cultural family from the start. We were sustained by the generosity of donors and called to start a church in a city we'd never been to early in our marriage. Our unconventional love story was thrilling to those around us. But really, we were just normal people living a sort of extreme life. We still had to navigate marriage and intimacy in the midst of remarkably trying circumstances. When our lives looked like a movie to those around us, we still had a dirty kitchen and two very different perspectives on how it should be cleaned. Recently, at the end of a particularly uninspiring, muddy footprints on the carpet kind of day, I heard the Lord whisper to my spirit. He said, forgive your husband every day. And I thought, but Jesus, I have forgiven. We work through disagreements, and I don't harbor resentment. Again, he impressed on me, forgive your husband every day. If I'm honest, it didn't seem necessary, but I knew I had heard God. So each night I started silently surrendering any little chips of my heart that snuck in during the busyness of the day. A tone of voice I didn't appreciate. A missed goodbye kiss, a thoughtless comment, coming down too hard on one of the kids, missing dinner again, anything and everything. It was more than just silently confessing to God, I forgive my husband for fill in the blank. I intentionally replaced my hurts with the truth. I might say, the truth is that he came down on our son so hard because he sees his potential and wants the best for him. Or he was late again because he is serving our church community. It's helped me to see my husband the way God sees him. Through this practice, one that my husband doesn't even know about, I have gained an enormous amount of respect and desire for him as I've practiced forgiveness of the little things as they come. Beloved wife and daughter of the King, you never know what tiny little seed the enemy of your heart will try to use to put a root of bitterness in your marriage. Your husband does not need to hear your laundry list of upsets for you to be free, however. Scripture tells us, an endless drip, drip, drip from a leaky faucet and the words of a cranky, nagging wife have the same effect. That's Proverbs 27, verse 15. Dear friend, if you bear scars of deep wounds in your marriage, can I encourage you to start small with daily forgiveness? It helps to focus on just one day at a time. If you don't feel your husband deserves your forgiveness, remember that you and I didn't deserve Jesus's forgiveness. It is forgiveness that sets us free and opens the door from death to life. Imagine living in the freedom of forgiving and being forgiven every day. So moms, when I first heard God's voice telling me to do this, I was really intentional in doing it daily, even when it seemed silly. Honestly, I was scraping for things to forgive him for on some days, which really seemed a little silly. But as I did that, especially the part where I replaced the action or even the inaction that had impacted me that day with the truth of my husband's intention or character, my heart started changing. I realized I was softening toward him in the ins and the outs of daily life. The secret nighttime practice started impacting our daily interactions. Now, I said it a few times in the devotional that I did it silently, but let me emphasize that again. And I want to be totally honest with you that we have had some brutally hard seasons and years in our marriage. There was one point when God took me on this big healing journey just between the Lord and I, and I wanted to tell my husband all about it, including the ways I'd been healed by God for hurt in our marriage and the places that I had forgiven my husband. I thought this was going to be great and profound, and it was a disaster. Our men are wired to please us. They want to make us happy. Even if they miss the mark sometimes, they are impacted when they fall short, especially if they are continually reminded by us that they're falling short. We should actually expect them to fall short. Scripture says we all fall short of the glory of God. And I fall short in marriage, parenting, friendships, and in just about every other area of life daily. But Jesus closed the gap, and he did it without condemnation. Jesus doesn't bring me a laundry list of my sins daily. He just beckons my heart closer to his. So I'd encourage you to give this practice a try for a few weeks and just see how it impacts you. You might even be uprooting generational curses, roots of bitterness you haven't even seen yet, or maybe sowing rich seeds for the generations to come. This is legacy work. But if you're not in a place where this feels possible, I want you to hear this too. That's okay. What I would encourage you to do is shift gears and focus on your forgiveness. Simply spend a few minutes each day pondering on how Jesus has forgiven you. No agenda, no motive, just sitting in the presence of pure forgiveness is good for the soul. It may help to take communion each day with whatever you have at home for the elements. Communion doesn't have to be bread and wine. It doesn't have to happen in a church service. You can use a leftover animal cracker and a swig of juice from a juice box if you want. But just taking that communion, being intentional to remember Jesus's body broken for you, his blood poured out for you, is a good thing, Mama. With Jesus, you don't have to show up any specific way. He's just so happy you're there. You don't have to have a clean heart to be in his presence. He made a way for you on the cross, just like he did for your husband. So let Jesus meet you right where you are today. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for choosing to forgive us limitlessly. We can live in freedom because you did not withhold forgiveness, even when we didn't deserve it. Soften our hearts and help us become more like you, Lord. Help us to pray for our husbands and forgive them every day. Show us our own transgressions and help us see our husbands the way you see them. Help us love our husbands with the always forgiving, always grace-filled love that you love us with. Amen.